Identify for retina scan.
Ethno Radio.
There's a time when the operation of the machine becomes so odious, makes you so sick at heart, that you can't take part. You can't even passively take part. And you've got to put your bodies upon the gears and upon the wheels, upon the levers, by all the apparatus, and you've got to make it stop. And you've got to indicate to the people who run it, to the people who own it, that unless you're free, the machine will be prevented from working at all.
I understand there's a suspicion that we're too security conscious.
Crisis, government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
It has to start sometime. What better place than here? What better time than now?
What's up, everybody?
What up?
This is F Bill Radio, episode number 27, and I'm almost positive today is June 11th, 2006.
Today is June 11th.
July.
Fuck. That's why I said almost positive. July 11th, 2006.
Damn it.
See what happens when you take a couple weeks off?
Yeah, we took a lot of weeks off.
We actually only took 1 week off.
Yeah, but it felt like longer, man.
Because we record the show every other week, that 1 week. And cause
it feels like we record it every day.
No, it doesn't.
I thought we had 2 weeks off, man.
So, I am Mr. White.
I am Mouse Factor, and I'm fucking tangled up over here like a motherfucker.
I'm it's a big city.
And, on the show with us tonight is the big swinging pimp from the UK.
Yo, man. It's Metatron.
Mr. Metatron himself. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, dude, awesome you'd be here.
Yeah, sweet.
We also had Lord Drakenblue on the line.
But he didn't want to talk to us. He was like, fuck this. He hung up.
No, but due to technical difficulties, we couldn't have them both, and he gracefully backed out. So
he said, fuck this. He hung up.
In the next few weeks, the show after Hope, we'll get him back on the show for the night. So yeah. Sorry to him, and sorry to everyone who was looking forward to him being on the show.
Yeah, sorry, Drake, as he wanted me to call him. See you next time. See you post-Hope. This is pre-Hope episode.
He could be on the post-Hope.
He could be on post-Hope.
Yes.
The show post-Hope?
Yeah, post-Hope, when there is no more hope left in the world. It's just dreary reality, you know, the reality of life without hope. Post-Hope, two weeks from today.
What if there is a new hope, though?
there could be, but we have to re-release the movie first.
Gotcha.
So, what the fuck's everyone been up to? Oh, Jesus.
Sweet.
We'll start with references then, eh?
Never gets old.
Yeah.
Yeah, we
30
can.
Seconds into the show.
Never tell me the odds.
So, what's everyone been what's everybody been up to?
I have been doing nothing since I've been freed from the chains of FBIL Radio.
Fantastic.
Yeah, you know.
Way to be productive.
Yeah, exactly, you know, like.
I mean, at least you could say, you know, whacked it off or something. I mean, something
I didn't
productive.
Even do that, man, because
oh,
I'm
Jesus.
Trying to, you know,
no wonder
stave
you're so angry
off.
Tonight.
I'm trying to stave off the formation of prostate cancer, so I'm trying to, you know, stop jacking off like
dude,
five,
thought,
10 times a day.
I thought it was reversing
so,
that. If you whack off, you
hey, dude, you know what?
Cancer.
I'll stop whacking off and you keep on whacking it, and 20 years from now we'll catch up and see where we're at.
All right. I'll take that.
All
I
right,
just thought
cool.
It was reverse. I thought you were supposed to whack
hey,
off.
We're going to find out,
see,
man.
Now if we can get Metatron... To be the middle there.
Yeah, you intermittently whack.
Yeah, intermittently jerk off every once in a while.
And
we could have a control specimen in our experiment.
You're 3 days a week. I'm 7 days a week. You're one day or no days?
No days,
no
man.
Days
completely
a week.
Right.
You're like straight edge.
I'm straight edge, yeah.
Like straight palm.
Yeah. I'll find other ways to be, you know, productive and...
A latex vagina?
That was weird.
Yeah, that was definitely strange.
Let's keep moving, pressing forward.
Right. Yeah, I really could wish I could say I've been productive. I built a couple computers. That's it.
It's pretty sweet.
No, it's not.
You know, getting owned by you know, new hardware. Where you
yeah.
can't fucking mirror drives an XP professional, which I don't understand. Why that was
we
never
forgot
put in.
About that quirk of XP. So when we attempted to mirror some drives, we just got owned by Billy once again.
Yeah.
So and I then, hope he enjoys giving away the money that I gave him to fucking third world countries and stuff in his fucking foundation with Bono and everything else. You know, fucking bastards.
Where are you going, dude? And you can't, you know, install Windows 2000... on discs that are, you know, bigger than, what, 130 gigs
or
like
whatever.
That.
What the fuck? Why did we even use that?
So then we got to partition them with XP, then go back and attempt to install it with a slipstream disk, and then you got to edit the fucking registry, and yada, yada, yada. It's 4 months later, and you finally got to install Windows 2000.
Right.
Yep.
SP4.
I don't know why you want to install Windows 2000.
Yeah. All that work for that. I hear what you're saying. I hear what you're saying.
Yeah, it was very user-friendly. It was better than Linux.
It's better than Palm OS.
Right, exactly. Linux is almost ready for a server environment. Almost ready for a desktop.
Maybe another 20 years they'll get there.
Yeah, they'll get right. So, Big yeah. City, did you ever go to that comic store, man?
What comic store?
Game store, whatever the fuck you were talking about last episode.
What the hell was I? I don't know.
Nobody
what I was
remembers
about.
What he was talking
dude,
about.
Dude, you said you were going to buy some new dice, man.
No, but that comic store that was pretty local that I've been going to my whole life, it closed.
Really? Did it close like?
Like.
Insurance fraud closed?
I don't know. Nobody knows. The whole place is empty, though.
Like
what? The one in that direction?
Which direction is that? West, east, north, or south?
Points, right?
I mean, what? Give me like some cardinal points here.
Do you know what comic store is in that direction?
No.
Oh my god.
I don't know what's in that direction, dude. Man.
Forget it.
What comic book?
All right, whatever.
What comic book store are you talking about?
First of all, it's closed. It's gone.
It's closed.
It's destroyed
gone.
By the Empire. It is not there anymore.
Sweet.
And I was no, and I didn't get any dice. I wanted to. But I went, and it's closed. It's gone. No sign, no nothing. I can't even call a phone number.
So, in other words, like, someone finally got rung up on, you know, being a coke mule or something like that.
Right,
right,
right, right.
Sweet.
Selling grams with that new issue.
What else have I been up
to? I just like seeing coke mule.
I never heard that term before until today. It's a pretty good one, though. I like it.
Hmm.
Coke mule. I was a coke mule once.
So I guess somebody sent us an email.
Right, aren't you going to tell us what you've been doing?
Yeah, tell us what you've been doing, silly hacker.
Kind of nothing. Yeah. I went on vacation.
Oh, so I wasn't awesome. Being productive.
Yeah, vacation was sweet.
All right, Bob Dylan.
Other than that, I was on. I was interviewed by Lord Drakenblut, which was interesting.
Crazy hacker fuck.
And a bit awkward, I must say, but you know, it is what it is. And other than that,
what did you just say?
I said it is what it is, man.
Say it one more time.
It is what it is. Come on, I hate those dude. Sound clips.
You weren't supposed to play those
anymore. You're so fast with that, man.
I know my clips names.
I was figuring you know, be sleeping a little bit over there after all this time off, you know. But,
no, I'm sweating like a pig.
Yeah, that generally puts you to sleep, too, man.
Other than that, I don't know. I think that's pretty much about it.
Aren't you going to talk about the new game that you picked up for DS, man?
What game is that?
Ain't you been playing Madden?
Oh, yeah, that was a vacation thing. It's pretty cool. It works.
I was amazed when you came over to the house and you whipped out a DS and started playing a game.
I got it for like $12 used or something.
So yeah, I was like, dude, you playing a game? Let me see what it is. So
I wouldn't pay.
And then
like
$5
for it.
Then it was like Madden. I was like, damn, that's the one game in the world I can't own you in.
Pretty much. I was schooling 12-year-olds in that.
Sweet.
On my vacation.
How does it feel to be schooled by an 8-year-old?
So.
Right. Okay. So. Maybe we should ask Metatron
what's
he been
up to?
Yeah, what you been up to, man?
I've been doing 7-day weeks at work. I've only sort of not nose to the grindstone and that. It's been doing pretty much nothing other than working, really, so pretty boring.
That sucks. Have you had to kill anybody? Fire anybody?
Not yet. They're okay. I brought someone to tears the other day through basically ripping their idea apart and poking all the holes in it.
Can you make them listen to
it? Did you do it in front of other people?
Yeah.
How did that make you feel?
It makes me feel good, actually. people are too emotional.
Can you force them to listen to the show?
I probably could.
That'd be cool.
I'd probably get like 20 or 30 people to sit in a room and listen to it.
So did you come into whatever you were doing, like the Emperor on the Death Star inspection? Or were you more like Darth Vader showing up?
Back on schedule.
I'd say more like Darth Vader was sort of brought in, introduced, and then everyone basically has to do what I tell them to do.
So you started choking bitches out, and weeding out all the dead wood and stuff, right? And that kind
of
stuff?
Pretty much. You got to get rid of all the weak people.
Sweet. You found new ways to motivate them.
I walk around with a Glock tucked in the back of my trousers just in case.
Well, that's good. How'd you get it on the airplane?
It's all made out of plastic, isn't it?
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you're having fun with your 7-day work week. Yeah, doing something to amuse yourself.
Yeah, that sucks. Not that you need us to tell you.
Dude, I forgot. I saw a Glock the other day. I went to somebody's house and like, dude, check out my Glock. Forgot all about this.
That's cool.
You've never seen one before?
Were we going to talk about chainmail?
No, I never got to handle a Glock before. They're like, here, check it out. And I was like, playing with it.
You shoot somebody with it?
No.
For like 2 years, every day I went to work, my boss rode one on the front seat.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, and trucks and off-road things, the guns like popping up and down. I'm like, fuck!
You can see like the round in the chamber.
It's like bouncing in your face.
Yeah, it's like someone yells at him, he picks up the gun.
Yeah,
like,
didn't he like totally get like Mad Max one time on somebody?
Yeah. There's
they, like, seriously, they pulled like an AR-15 out of the truck.
He had an AR-15 in a truck. This is when I was doing construction work, right? This is a funny story. So my boss, you know, he's like Yosemite Sam, right? I'm not even fucking kidding. He looks like Yosemite Sam. He's about, you know, 4 feet tall. He's got a Napoleon complex, and he's an avid hunter. So he's got all these guns. So he's always got his Glock.
Admirable.
He's got
oldies.
You know, stuff underneath the seat and whatever. And he actually recently purchased, like, his, you know, like, third AR-15 or something like that. I mean, he's literally got, at last count I heard, was right around 160 guns. So,
crazy fucker.
Metatron's close to that, but I don't think he's quite got that much. But the, so he had an AR-15 in the back. So we're at his house, and the painter was there, and the rug guys were coming in and scuffing his shit out of the walls in the house, pissing the painter off, scuffing the wood staircase, the whole nine yards. So he's going back and patching all this stuff. And this is the prior week, and the carpet guy's put in about half the carpet. So while we're there, and he's telling us about this, all pissed off, the carpet guys show up again. More carpet. And they go in there and scuff the shit out of the wall again. After he just got done yelling at him, they scuff the shit, like a 2-foot scuff along the wall. So he comes out of the house throwing his paintbrushes. He's all fired up, yelling at us. And we're out there talking on our lunch break. And so he was like, he's outside. And my boss was previously talking to him. He's like, hey, let me see that gun you got. So he's like, you know.
Yeah, which
like,
one?
Frank White, go, you know, get the AR of the truck. So I grabbed the case. So he's standing there. The painter is standing there holding the AR-15 looking at it. And here comes the two carpet guys out of their house. And their face just turned white. Because here, I mean, they're yelling at us. He's like, fuck you, you know? He comes out, this guy's holding the AR-15 in the middle of the town. You know what I mean? So these guys, they start booking it, okay? Now, I don't know if you've ever seen carpet movers. They've got these little metal things that they put the big rolls of carpet on. They've got wheels to slide it. So they each got one of these. The guy runs over and nails the side of the van. Trying to get into the van, nails it into the side of the door, dents the door. They're like shoving the shit in there, and he's like, and then here's the painter while they're, you know, like power walking past. He's like, don't fucking scuff my walls up anymore. And he keeps turning towards them as they're going away. These guys hop in the van, peel the fuck out of there, and they're gone. And as soon as they got down the driveway, we start just burst out laughing. It was hysterical. These guys were shitting themselves, and they called the homeowners, and they're like, "We're not coming back there," and all this stuff. I told them what happened. So the guy that was building the house, he was friends with the painter, which is how the painter's there. So the painter told him what happened, and all that stuff. So he didn't get in trouble or anything like that. It was fucking hysterical. I mean, look on these guys' faces. Here's this guy standing there with an AR-15.
Dude, AR-15 is a fucking serious
gun. It's an intimidating weapon, yeah.
It's not small.
I'd shit myself if I was talking my usual bullshit and somebody pulled out an AR-15.
Yeah. I mean, the thing's not loaded and stuff. And
yeah, but still, man.
To be honest with you, it didn't even have a mag in it, but they don't know the difference.
Yeah,
the
fuck do
they
know, man?
Yeah, but you're not going to stick around and find out either.
Fucking rednecks.
Yeah. Oh, it's fucking funny, dude.
Sweet.
I couldn't. They dented the truck and shit, putting a roller into it and stuff. You know, because the guy like tried to get just like ran into the side of the van. Oh.
Wow, that was like 10 years ago too.
Yeah, it's a while ago. So anyway, so about this computer business.
Yeah.
So we got an email on our leave here. It says, Let me burp. Hey guys, I just reinstalled XP on my laptop and found out to my horror that there is apparently no way to get iTunes for XP to automatically download album art. I have over 500 albums on my iPod, so that's a bit of a problem. I just posted this on an Apple forum. Begin post. I'll add this to my growing list of reasons why I'll buy something other than an iPod for my next music player. Hopefully soon someone else will come out with a player that holds at least 60 gigabytes and is smaller than a brick, providing this functionality in the macOS but not in Windows is typical of Apple's thinly veiled contempt for anyone not enlightened, in quotation marks, enough to use a Mac. As if things like this and being treated like a second-class citizen by the geniuses, I guess, again in quotes, when I take my iPod in for service at the Apple Store, somehow going to convince me to buy an Apple computer. Yeah, right. Other than my Apple IIe, maybe those things rocked. Pardon me now while I go spend several hours manually copying and pasting album covers one by one from Amazon.com.
Sweet.
End the post. Have any of you guys been to the Apple Store? Got any Apple Store stories? I sure do. As bad a mis... What the fuck? I can't see. As bad a misnomer as airport is genius instead of tech is probably worse. Anyway, writing a book here, so I'll go. Thanks for putting on an entertaining show. Keep up the good work. Marco, the chaotic cleric guy. P.S. Do any of you have any experience with iPods on Linux? I've heard such a thing is possible. I'm a bigger Linux noob than Mr. White. Wow. Hard to believe that. So I don't know much about it. So where do we start? I guess, Metatron, you're the best one to answer this. iPods on Linux. What's the deal?
Well, if what, they're running Linux on them or using an iPod on with Linux.
Okay.
Because if you use the new version of SUSE or whatever you want to call it, apparently that works very well with iPods. Apparently if you plug a black iPod in it, the little icon comes up with a black iPod. If you plug a white iPod in it, it comes up with a little logo for a white iPod. I'm not sure if that's true or not, but... It's what the some guy was reviewing it, and that's what he said.
Nice feature.
It works perfectly fine with that. I'm not too sure about running it with, say, Debian or Gentoo or anything like that, but I'm sure that you can if you really want to. There is software out there to get it up and running with it.
Yeah, obviously iTunes is not released to run on Linux, but there's copycats of the software that work similarly, right?
I think RealPlay works with the iPod. I know it works. I'm pretty near 100% certain that RealPlay does work with it, but RealPlay is a piece of shit.
Yes, that's true.
Yes.
But other than that, so I've got an iPod, but I don't really use it very much.
I mean, I do have to say, it's all time RealPlayer. That's the most hated piece of software of all time.
I like QuickTime better than RealPlayer. I hate RealPlayer.
I like LimeWire better than RealPlayer.
I hate.
What?
Too.
I don't know.
It's, yeah. Morpheus. Anyway.
Yeah, Music Mac Jukebox thing.
Right.
I hate that as well.
Yeah.
That's even worse.
Real players, the pits.
Well, I mean, I hate anything that's, automatically shoved onto computers. But anyway, so, Marco, that's your iPod on Linux there. According to the authority, Metatron, Susie, newest version. Get it.
You can see if you have a black or a white iPod. Why does he got to be racist like
He's
that?
He's a racist person, I believe.
You know, like, you guys have heard about the uproar over the new white PSPs, right? And there was a Sony ransom ads on a billboard, apparently, in the Netherlands.
Yeah.
Because they got a picture of a white girl, and she's kind of, like, owning a black dude. You know, she's, like, grabbing his face and, like, pinching his cheeks and stuff, you know?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Leland Yee, the assembly jackass from California, called bullshit on that and called racist and stuff. So there have been a bunch of been some people talking shit about
people take stuff a little too far sometimes.
Well, everybody knows that white girls are better at playing PSP.
Well, you know what pissed me off? You know what pissed me off though? It's like it's like the thing that made me mad about the ad is that they couldn't even get a hot chick.
She was ugly? Just,
yeah, dude. She's well, like she 80s style ugly, man.
Oh.
Any girl played the worst kind of
ugly.
Yeah,
style's ugly. That's the those are the ugliest chicks ever.
Yeah, dude.
Dude, it's a girl playing video games. What do you
anyway,
expect?
And dude, I got an Apple Store story, man.
All right, go for it.
Tell us,
dude. I applied for a job at a fucking Apple Store.
Did you really?
I did, man.
Why?
I did not know that.
I never
you
told
never
me.
Told me that.
Yeah,
you son of a bitch.
Dude, I was never that desperate before in my whole life.
For a story, you're never that desperate?
No, dude. For a job.
Oh, right.
What did they say when you told me you never used a Mac before? Applying well, at the store.
You know what? I was like, this is comical. And it was a long job hunting day, right? So at the end, like, it's kind of like you just got to fucking do something to kind of, like, decompress, you know, uncompress, you know. So I go into the Apple Store for ha-has, and I always run my usual fucking gag, like, oh, where's the software? You know, like, I love saying that.
Yeah.
Like, oh, like, just one of the geniuses, and like, oh, where's the software aisle?
Yeah.
And they look at you weird and stuff. So I asked for application. They gave me one. So I filled out all this shit. They ask you, like, there's a part of the application where they ask you where your, you know, your computer experience is and everything, like what field and what Mac you've used and stuff like that. So I purposely, in big, blocky, all capital letters, filled out just like, I've never used Apple before, but I think that working at the Apple Store could help me get laid.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
That's awesome, dude.
I gave it to the manager, but...
They read it?
You know what, man? I left. He was looking over it, but it was busy at the time, so...
Can help me get laid. That's awesome.
I never got a call back.
Stood there and took the time to fill out all that shit.
You know, every once in a great while, like... The crazy Mouse Factor side just comes out of me in public, and I get inspired to do stupid shit like that.
Oh, that's awesome.
So I hope I made somebody's day anyway.
He's so like, the dude's like, the manager's like, yeah, it's not going to help working here, buddy. Next, you know, move it along.
I was trying to let him know I was a PC guy. I thought that was the easiest way.
I went to the Apple Store 3 weeks ago, 2 weeks ago.
Did you apply for a job?
2 weeks ago. No, I didn't. You know... For those of you that have never been in an Apple Store, it's pretty much probably what you would imagine an Apple Store is like.
Right. It's like one
it's
of
hip.
Those... No, it's not. It's like...
It is.
It's like one of those modern kitchen stores.
Yeah.
Except with computers.
Yeah, that's a good analogy.
And not a lot of software.
Yeah.
You can piss off an Apple dude quickly if you say, where's the software?
Yeah. So I,
you could do it standing near the software aisle. It's great.
Even the software bookcase.
Yeah, that's
it's
what
a
it
bookcase.
Is. The so I'm gonna buy a mini. Just I'm putting that out there. I'm gonna buy a Mac Mini. So I just went in there because I want the cheaper mini, but with the upgraded to a DVD burner. So I figured that the mini being the mini, they can't actually do it at the store. I'd have to order it online. So on my way home one day, I was like, well. Let me just stop in there and check. And I needed to run into the mall for something else too. So I go into the store and I'm looking at the minis and I'm whacking off in the corner to the 30-inch display and stuff like that. And this guy comes over, you know, one of the geniuses, and asked me if I can help him. And I said, yeah, I got a question about the Mac Mini. So he's like, yeah, it's over here. So we walk over to it and he's spewing off all this shit and everything like that. And I'm like, yeah. I'm like, well, if I buy the cheaper one, can I get it upgraded to a DVD burner?
And the genius said...
That's not possible.
Thus back the genius.
It's not possible.
He didn't, listen, he didn't say... This is very important. You can't do that. We can't do that. You have to do it online or anything. He said it's not possible. It's not possible to purchase the lesser Mac Mini and upgrade, have it upgraded to the DVD drive.
Right.
Knowing that it's a $50 upgrade on the website, he said it's not possible. I said, really? He said, so what you're telling me is you can't do it. He goes, no, it's not possible. I'm saying, no, you can't do it. He goes, no, it's not possible. I'm like, this store, if I come in here to buy this, I can't do it. He says, it's not possible. I said, you're telling me it's not possible. And we keep going back and forth.
Sweet.
And finally, I'm like, well, what if I buy it online? He goes, oh, yeah, you could do that. I said, you just told me it's not fucking possible. And I said, fucking, just like that. And he got pissed.
Sweet.
I'm like, I know what I could do. I came in here to see if I could walk into the store right now and tell you what I wanted to buy it. And now you're telling me it's not possible. Instead of helping me, you're arguing with me. Turn around and walk out and get it online. I said, you can't do that in store. Should have been the proper response. And I turned around and walked out.
Sweet. Fucking...
He didn't even say anything. When I turned around and walked out,
totally
he didn't even say anything.
The Apple genius.
Can't tell me it's not possible. That's not...
Dude,
you know?
If you went into an Apple store and you bought... Like, do they sell components to the Apple store? I never looked.
I think if you go to that back... There's a back desk where the tech is and stuff.
Oh,
you might be able to
genius.
Get stuff. Oh, yeah. But the shit's like 50
Dude,
times more than what
saying.
It should be.
Dude, that's what I'm saying. Why would you buy fucking components at the Apple store?
Dude, same reason why people buy car parts at car dealerships. You can go to a car dealership and get spark plugs for your car for $10 a piece, or you can go get the same spark plugs at a regular car parts store for $1.50. You know, same spark plugs. But people don't know that. They go to the dealership. You know what I mean? That it's the same thing with Apple. You know?
I've never understood why people do that either.
Because they don't know any better.
Yeah, they're
99.95. Even the fucking tech in the Mac store doesn't actually know how to take a Mac apart. Okay?
The genius.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, there's some Apple store stories.
Yeah.
For
and I was like, and that, yeah, and that guy was telling me I had to buy the more expensive one the whole time. It's not possible. You have to buy the more expensive one to get the DVD burner.
Dude, I got a story.
So, screw you. Go ahead.
I one time went for a job interview at
an Apple store?
No, not an Apple store.
You said you wanted to get laid?
This is a good one, though. I went to a department store. My friend gave me an in so I could get a job at as a store security guy.
Sweet.
Like undercover security.
Yeah, LP.
Yeah, loss prevention, you know, word to your mother sort of thing.
Yeah,
nice.
Word to your mom, tackle
and,
people.
So, yeah, I meet with the manager, and he's like... Pretty much like I had a job, because my friend talked me up and told him about me, told me he could trust me and stuff. So the guy's just like, we're doing an interview for formality's sake. And he's like, so why do you want to work in loss prevention? Like, what brought you here? And I was like, to see the fear in the eyes of the customers as I catch them stealing. I swear to God, I said that in that sort of tone of voice, too, because I thought that, like...
Did you get, like, crazy, dirty, hairy look in your eye, too, as you said that to him?
I don't know. Did you see the way I just said it just now?
No.
I can't look at it. All right, hang on. To see the fear in the eyes of the customers as I try to...
Yeah, I don't doubt that you did that, just like I don't doubt he wrote that in the Mac application.
And, well, yeah, I didn't get the job. He, like...
Damn.
He asked me, like, two more questions. He's like, all right, well, I'll be giving you a call real soon. He told my friend, he's like, dude, this is what he said. My friend called me up, he's like... Did you honestly say that? And I was like, yeah. Why? Was that
your
wrong?
Friend called you an asshole?
I was like, is that the wrong answer? And he's like, yeah, that was the wrong thing to say. So,
But why else would you... What other sort of gratification would you get from standing on your fucking feet all day?
I
would
have helped Kmart capture criminals. Bring bad people to justice. Call me Batman.
You're supposed to say, I don't know.
I want to prevent shrink.
So apparently you said the wrong thing. So for those of you guys who are going to interview...
Don't ever, yeah, tell
with
me.
Either Apple or, you know, be an LP guy. Like, you know what not to say.
Yes. Don't ever tell them that you are taking a job to get laid or to see human fear.
But I said to help me get laid, man. I thought I was, like, enhancing the image of the product by saying that.
You might have drawn more people in, but, I don't know if it's necessarily going to enhance the image.
I definitely would have sold more Macs if I was allowed to say that tag.
I think what you would have
Buy
done
a
is...
dual G4. Dude, you're going to get so much pussy. 3.2 gigahertz. Dual, motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Come on.
Every fucking dorky kid that walks in would be like, dude, what's up, man? You want to get laid right now? You need to buy this fucking Mac. You see this shit? You see this brushed aluminum case, man? I ain't fucking around, dude. Chicks love this shit.
What's up, man?
You look like a Quad G5. That would be knee high in pussy.
Oh, yeah. Definitely, man. Dude,
Apple... equal vagina. Okay.
PC exclamation point equal vagina. And for those of you out there that does not get that one, I'm sorry.
That was for you, Matt.
At least Metatron will get that one,
yeah,
right?
He sort of got that one, right.
So, I've never programmed and I get that one.
Yeah. Anyway, I thought, dude, we were going to talk about chainmail.
Oh, right, dude. Big city, man. On the break, dude, you were making chainmail. You're holding out on us.
Yeah. Dude, I got sidetracked asking and answering another question.
You actually attempted to make some chainmail. Hey, can you do me a favor? Can you not attempt to put the Wi-Fi antenna through the screen of the monitor?
Yeah, that's...
That would be great.
God!
All right, go ahead. I'm sorry. That's just my precious monitor.
Sorry. Sorry you're so demanding.
Dude, I don't have a car because I bought that thing, man. I'm just...
Just because I want to jam the Wi-Fi antenna through it doesn't mean you have to yell at me.
Anyway, so chainmail?
Yeah, I started making some chainmail. My brother. It's coming along okay. It's getting bigger. He's been working on it when I'm not there, apparently. I just found this out.
Really?
Is it battle ready?
It's gonna be. It's gonna be awesome, man. It's gonna be really cool. We got like a... It's probably a foot long now by like 6-8 inches. It's really hard, dude. It's wicked hard.
So what's the process? Give us a bit of a rundown.
Well, you bend wire first to make rings.
What kind of wire?
Steel.
Yeah, what's the gauge?
How you
14.
How you bend it, man?
Brute muscle. Orc muscle.
You do an orc noise right now to put an exclamation point on that.
Zug zug.
Sweet.
Drummy!
Okay, so yeah, we do orc sounds as we fucking work on the chain. And, I can't remember what the hell I was talking about at all, but...
14-gauge steel.
14-gauge steel, chainmail. We bend the wire around 3 to 3/8 diameter, which is not like a... It's not a pro in the chainmail community. We're not down with being cool, but... I mean, we're making chainmail, so it's got to be, like, props for something. I don't... You know, I'm not making, like, the elf weave or whatever. You know, some of these stupid retards are in their forms, like, oh... I just made this super elf weave. All right, Link, you go get him, Tiger. So yeah, we bend the wire around this rod and make rings, and we open and close them, making orc sounds, and then we start like linking rings together in this weave pattern, and we're just fucking making weaving them up, weaving
so
a weave.
So you bent the wire around the rod to get it to coil, and then what, you snipped it?
Oh, I snip it, yeah. That's the worst part, man.
I thought he used orc muscle.
Well, yeah, but after a while, orc muscle gets tired. Fucking even though I'm eating the black bread of Sauron, I'm still going to get tired.
Damn.
Unless I had, like, an ogre mage here to bloodlust me, I'd be, like, all messed up. You know? You know, like bloodlust.
Right.
Yeah.
You guys were in the fucking trenches, I thought.
We're in fucking trenches. Man.
Yeah, that's right. So don't give me. Don't pretend like you don't know. Don't pretend you're cooler than that, man.
I'm not. I'm all definitely right. Not. Yeah, I'm sorry you misunderstood me, man.
Well, I can't see you. That's why.
Oh, it's been a while since I've heard the bloodlust sound.
I'm sorry.
Well, call me back, man.
Hello.
I hated
peasants. I'll say, man. Hello.
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 Hello. It's like, shut up.
He's not going to join in on that.
For the Alliance.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it's coming along slowly but surely. Because I'm getting...
It's pretty sweet, man. It's pretty sweet, dude, making some chainmail. Well, you don't have
the blacksmith.
How much
does it weigh, man?
So far it's not that heavy. Because it's not that big. Dude, I'm going to make the armor. This is why I started doing it. Because I'm getting ready for fucking Halloween. I'm working on it now.
Not getting ready to go on a campaign?
Well, after the... I got to get it done for Halloween so I can show my friends that I'm going to see on Halloween.
You're not like storming a fortress with it?
Well, then we're going to storm fortress. I got to make more. This is the trial run, man. We're going to go on a fucking quest.
You think upgrade to making plate mail or something like
that's
that?
That's what I'm... Oh, fuck yeah. Bandit.
When you make the chain mail, can you wear it while I record the show?
Yeah, in this heat.
In the winter.
So we just hear the chainmail at all times.
As you're, like, moving around, jostling.
Yeah, I'll do it. I keep forgetting to bring all these props in, dude. I've got so many things.
Yeah,
I
you're supposed
to bring
in the katana one of these days.
No, I don't want to bring the sword, but I had the undersea wire. I've got that sitting around giving me freaking mental retardation. I keep forgetting to bring it in, though. And then I had a couple other props too, Star Wars things that I want to show Malice Factor.
That is pretty mint though. You like sitting down making chainmail. Like I wish I could really.
Well, that's why I didn't play Republic Commando.
I hear you. Now you're always forgiven, man.
Hey, thanks.
So I guess yesterday.
Bit of excitement in World of Battlefield.
We got
at 7:10 a.m.
I believe there was excitement.
We got owned. Hang on. Website was exploited. It was defaced. What is the purpose of this sound?
What is the THX certified sound for, man?
You're now listening to FBill Radio and THX High Digital Performance.
What the fuck is the point of doing that right there?
Shit. I don't know.
Holy crap, dude.
Dude, my fucking eardrum blew out right there, man.
Metatron, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still there.
Okay.
You didn't, like,
did you
asleep?
Like the THX sound or no? Back me up here.
Just about, yeah. So it's sort of 1:30 in the morning, but I can still hear pretty much everything.
Did you go out and get a sandwich there for a little while or something?
A cup of coffee in front of me, so I'm good. Yeah,
that's fantastic. What kind of coffee you drink?
Sort of. Weather's in the house, really. I've got some sort of French bean thing.
French bean?
How do you take
it? Sounds like a pretty pussy cup of coffee there.
You take it black?
I use a lot of it.
Black like you like your iPod?
Yeah.
Right, so fbillradio.com.
Was defaced.
Yeah, defaced by Goturk. Goturk. Yeah.
Turkish,
Go Turkey.
Turkish hacker elitist.
Elitist site
Turkish
defacer.
Nazis.
Right.
With a big old picture of the Turkish flag and this lovely MP3. If you could play that for us.
Yeah.
I mean.
It's not the east or the west side.
I mean, if I was going to go around defacing websites, I certainly. This is the top choice for music I would put on there. It's like Turkish techno. It's pretty kind of cool because I never really heard Turkish techno before, but.
Yeah. Thanks for sharing that.
It kind of sounds like Bhangra music, but that's something you guys don't
I mean,
know.
See him dancing around in the Hagia Sophia.
Hagia Sophia?
Yeah.
Forgot all about that thing.
Yeah, man.
Dude, that's great reference, though.
Yeah, seriously, it is.
To Muslim things.
Yeah.
So,
I'll stop this.
Yeah, stop it.
Yeah, please.
My mouse is broken.
So the website was defaced. None of the, stuff was really harmed. For those of you who don't know, we run Mambo, which is a content management system.
A CMS.
And CMS, like dynamic websites, are vulnerable to certain things.
Hackers.
Such as cross-site scripting and SQL injections and URL injections and
semen injections.
So, after I, got home from work and started looking at the site, basically every time a page is pulled off the website, it checks a file called configuration.php, which was somehow injected with the HTML that was displayed on the site.
That's what we think happened.
Well, that's what happened. I've got a couple vulnerabilities that I found online. It's either done through the forums or through Mambo itself. And,
fuck your couch, nigga!
That's pretty much what happened. So, that sums it up, really. That's pretty much
awesome.
All I have to say. To Grakturk. That and
Grakburg. I don't even know what the dude's name is.
What's it, Grakburg?
Fucking Smagburg?
Metatron, you think it's one guy or a group?
It's I'm pretty sure it's a group because when they put them on a page where they sort of list all the pages you've defaced and they go under as a clan name, so I'm pretty sure it's a group of them.
Yeah, I mean pretty much it's these guys that have really nothing better to do. They're probably, fucking sitting around in some shithole with a couple of Pentiums, some dial-up access.
Damn.
And, you know, just basically find the vulnerability that exists.
You're hating, man. You're hating on these
Well,
people.
You know, I hate
Dude,
people that
Hagia
do this.
Dude, you said Hagia Sophia, man.
I did. I completely said Hagia Sophia today.
I mean, dude, I hate this type of shit. You know, it's like just
so you
for
think
the point
this is like a
it.
Rite of passage thing? I mean,
dude, this is total script kiddie.
Did you hack yeah. the radio's website? Yeah.
Fucking Turkish
have no
script
security
kiddies.
At all.
Yeah, but no group claimed. Oh yeah, they did. Never mind.
Dude, I think that was on NBC that there was a group that said that they claimed.
Yeah,
doing
they claimed.
This to us.
They claimed defacing FBO radio.
Was it? They made CNN.com.
CNN.
I wish
it made
slashdot.com. Made slash. I mean, front page of slashdot.
Slashdot.com, huh?
Yes.
Yeah. There. You ever been there?
Yes. Actually, I go there quite a bit because it's got decent news stories on
Do
the
you?
Front. Yeah.
I personally like slashdot.org, but. Yeah.
Well, you know what I'm saying.
No.
Shut up, dickus.
Fuck your couch, nigga.
Fuck your couch. Anyway, yeah, no.
Dude, I've been kicked out better homes than this.
Dude, it's okay to say the last word. Nobody knows you're not black.
No. I just didn't want to, like, scream it. I was like, never mind. Don't even worry about it. Just keep pushing forward.
So am I wrong in my assessment there, Metatron? Bunch of school, you know, fucking script kiddies got nothing better to
Pretty
do.
Pretty much. It's one of those things where it's people with too much free time on their hands. They should be doing something useful with their time, doing some coding or something, but defacing a website's sort of one of the easiest things you could possibly do with your time. It's always as you sort of show to your friends, sort of going, oh, look, I deface this site, oh, sort of, I'm a big man. But it's sort of, it really is a real script kiddie thing.
Yeah, I mean, it's typical of these people to actually be, you know, sort of poor, lower class in their country. I'm serious, man, because it's like that gang mentality, you know, where like the biggest thing
the gay mentality?
No.
Totally say gay mentality.
Gang mentality. Okay. Like where you're standing on the corner of a block in a city and you know.
So you're saying we got mugged by a bunch of noobs? Is that what you're trying to say?
I mean pretty much, dude. I mean I wouldn't even say that, you know, we really got mugged.
Dude, but we're like the old lady of the internet.
You know, I'm not
It's like, yeah, you can mug an old lady, wuss.
I mean,
our
Mambo installation was not up to the latest patch. I'll admit that. I was a little bit behind.
I want you to just tell
you
all
know,
our security.
And it's either they use something, some vulnerability that's out there. Maybe they're the only ones that know about it. Probably not, you know. I mean, it's the same thing. Like, you know, people don't apply the latest patches and they get, you know, a worm that's been out for fucking 9 months. You know what I mean? It's like, it's that type of thing. You
well,
know?
Chia Nazi variant.
So, yeah. So
you
it's not
check out one of the bug tracker websites, and you can get a list of all the sort of current sort of vulnerabilities that are out for pretty much everything under the sun.
Yeah.
So it's not that difficult to find vulnerabilities. You just look, go to a website, see what they're using, and just check it against the vulnerability list, and you know what to use.
Yeah, and everyone that uses like you know Mambo or any number of other content management systems knows. I mean, you search for a directory / administrator, see what you got. A lot of web pages list using Mambo at the bottom. I mean, anything. I mean, you go Google or like you said, you know, scan some IP blocks, look at what they're using and say, oh, let me try this, and it's there. Okay, I'm fucking elite. I had to face the website. What do you fucking do, you know? So that's
right.
Pretty much what happened to our site for those of you that don't know how that usually works. And so all these people do. They run around and see these gangs, you know, online.
Did it completely just to get me to see Hagia Sophia. Bastards.
I know.
I feel victimized.
Istanbul.
So.
Ankara.
So now we got
Antioch.
That out of the way.
Budapest.
Jesus.
Vlad the Impaler.
What's this straight to the Caspian Sea or is that the Black Sea?
I don't fucking know.
It's one of those.
Black Sea, man.
It's Black Sea. Yeah, the Black Sea Pass.
Yeah. The Dardandalus.
So,
fucking Lancer bastards.
Next week. It's a big week.
Right.
Why?
Hope Conference.
Oh, yeah,
Hope.
That's right.
Hope 6.
I thought it was 2 weeks from now.
Nah, man.
Next
weekend.
Week,
man.
What the hell day is it?
It's the 11th, dude.
Dude, 7-11.
Of June.
July.
God, I don't even know what...
August.
Right. Whatever, man.
It's August, dude.
Alright, I give up.
Dude, this is like episode 35.
Dude, it's totally September.
Yeah.
Dude, I totally quit life right now.
Dude, Christmas is tomorrow, alright?
Yeah. I didn't even do my shopping. Fuck.
Yeah, so Hope, we're going. And I'm so looking forward to it.
Yeah.
The speaker list got posted up. It looks awesome.
I haven't looked at the speaker list because, as I said, I haven't doing anything except training myself not to jack off in the last couple weeks.
You should stop by there on your way back to the States there, Metatron.
I said I'd like to, but it's in New York, isn't it? So I fly back in a few days' time. I'm going heading sort of straight to LA, from LA down to Texas. So I don't really have that much free time to sort of make it for a few days in New York.
That's too bad. If you could work it out, you can, you know, stay in our room for a small fee.
Yeah.
We'll negotiate later.
We're gonna sublet.
Cool corner of the room somewhere.
You could sleep standing up.
Can you sleep well with a blindfold on and duct tape over your mouth? Or no?
I think I'd seen a sleep on this from the streets.
It's probably safer.
Yeah, right. so we're gonna be at Hope. So anybody that listens to this show and you're going, email us so we could say hi.
We'll send our proxies to meet you because we actually do all our business through cutouts that sound like us, approximately.
You said proxy.
At all times, we're going to have the FBIL cell phone on us, which
splash
is
damage.
646-701-4924, so you can call us, and we'll be floating around a conference. BinRev is having a meetup. We'll be there, which is going to take place after they record the radio show, which we'll be at too, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm going to go there. I'm going to ask them if they know how to pwn Sarlacc. Gonna be my on-air question,
dude.
You think they're gonna know the answer?
They better.
When they record Off the Hook, I know last time they did it, they took questions for the audience. You had to stand in line. Maybe we get there, you should stand in line and go and ask.
That would be awesome. Maybe I'll have to. You know, wear the vet helmet.
Apparently, they're not broadcasting it on the radio,
really?
Because they're actually gonna do an off the hook episode that is not FCC compliant, they're saying.
Sweet.
So basically, they're going to swear. So it's going to be sort of interesting.
So I can ask them if they can pwn Sarlacc.
Fuck yeah. You can say the fuck word.
Yeah, you could say you're going to pwn Sarlacc.
I could say
Sarlacc.
Fuck your couch, nigga.
You know, they'll have the freedom that we have here.
Right.
Of gorilliness.
Gorilla radio.
Gorilliness. So. Grilliness, we should put that on a t-shirt. It's grilliness.
No.
So we'll be walking around with some shit to hand out. Come up and say hi. Definitely. We'll have FBIL's t-shirts
on. Or you can punch us in the face.
You can punch us in the face, dude. That would be awesome. If you punch me in the face, I definitely want a picture with you. With my face all fucked up.
Your headbutt in the chest.
Headbutt in the chest.
With no provocation.
Remarkably good analysis of a very complex issue.
And do like some sort of like Indian tomahawk war scream as you're doing it. It'd be fucking leet.
Persian.
So definitely if you're going, please get in contact with us. Let us know you're there. You know, say hi to us if you see us walking around. We're friendly and
say hi to our proxies because we don't actually go to these things. Our cutouts.
And remember, Big City won't be there.
Big City will not be there.
Unfortunately.
Yes. He will not be joining us.
Yes.
I will not be joining you guys.
Right. Someone has to stay back and hold down the fort.
Well, if you guys die while you're out there, I'm going to have to just make an announcement on the following show.
Yes.
Yeah, that is part of the reason why he's staying behind.
Yes.
Just
and
in
that,
case.
Because he needs to work on the chainmail.
Yeah, and he has to do the chainmail.
I'm going to prepare for battle.
Right, but when are we going to talk about Metatron's deal too, man?
Yes, and Metatron is our man in Las Vegas coming up towards, what's it, the end of August?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, at
I'm
DEF
not
CON.
Sure. The dates of 20, I'm not 100% what the dates are. But I'm going to be at DEF CON this year, representing the FBIL crew.
So
it should be fun.
He'll be walking around with about 20 silly English Kniggets.
Kniggets.
Wearing an F-Bill shirt. And, of course, most of you probably know by now, Metatron is over 8 feet tall. So, you know, you should be able to spot him. And so go up and say hi to him, and he'll have some stickers to put on your forehead. And
if you piss him off, he will headbutt you in the chest.
And he would be more than happy to tattoo, you know, sign your wife's breast with a Sharpie, so.
Sweet.
Dude, Metatron, when you yelled at that girl and made her cry, did she know that you're actually Metatron?
No, she doesn't.
I just had this thought. Like, do they actually know who you are? Or, like, that, like, they don't know? So they probably shouldn't listen to the show.
People refer to me by my first name, but they don't refer to me by my handle, no.
Do you, do you wear, like, a suit at work, or do you go in there with, like, your Slayer t-shirt and, you know, small children hanging from your nose ring?
Unfortunately, I'm the boss, so I have to go in there with a suit on, so...
I'm glad you're professional.
It has to be done, really, but so when I'm working from home, I don't bother.
Yeah. But, well, that would be awkward, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
I don't sit around in a suit all day for no reason, no apparent reason.
Go to the office. It's in the living room.
Oh, shit. Yeah, so if you're at DEF CON, feel free to say hi to Metatron.
What would happen if they did find out that you are in crazy, you know, the crazy bastard Metatron?
Probably nothing would happen, really. They would probably get a few dirty looks and that, but... But they got a rough idea of what I do. Like, my company's paying me to go to the Black Hat briefing on the 2nd and 3rd of August.
That's awesome.
So that should be fun. So if anyone's going to that, they should come and sort of shake my hand and say hello, and then I'll take them out for a lap dance at one of the nicest sort of strip clubs.
Oh, that's one reason why I wish I was going to DEF CON this year.
For a lap dance?
Metatron to buy me lap dances?
Oh,
hell yeah.
Wow. That's better, yeah. It's always sweeter.
Dude, why don't you call that?
He's a multi-billionaire. He could buy some pretty good lap dances.
Right.
More than likely.
Yes.
But you could call that hooker. You would actually be in Las Vegas, man.
Yeah, you could interview her.
Seriously.
There's no real need to sort of pay the hookers, really. Most people usually out there scold sort of on alcohol or drugs or on whatever, really. So you can usually pick someone up.
Now, another thing, when you're out there, can you get, like, and you guys, too.
What?
If you have that little voice recorder, can you get people, like, to plug the show, like, a hooker
to
do it?
Oh, we are going to be walking around taking pictures, recording tons of audio.
No, but chicks. Can you get, like, chicks to be, like...
If there are chicks there,
I'm
man.
I'm FBO Radio.
Dude, we're going to be going nuts.
Or like a hooker.
Actually, we need to order a microphone, don't we?
Yeah. We need
for
to
the
do
recorder.
That. We should probably go to a store and do it so we can get it, like, you know... Before we go.
Don't go to Apple.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're not going to go to Apple. Fuck Apple.
No, we're not going there, but we're...
Fuck Apple.
We've got an Olympus voice recorder.
And it works marvelously, I might add.
So we're actually going to get a little broadcaster-style
really
mic.
Really couldn't be one sweaty fuck.
So,
you're only about, like, 30 minutes late with that clip, man.
I don't give a shit. Dude, it's my sound effect. I can play anything I fucking want. Why don't you fuck off, bastard? Huh? I can play it again if I want to.
Go ahead, you're going
really
to anyway.
Yeah, I'm gonna.
Sweaty fuck about Apple.
Yeah, so I did it again.
Yeah. You can do it again too if you might.
Welcome to the real world.
What do you think of that? What do you think of that?
I think it was stupid.
Yeah? Well, I didn't make that clip. So piss off.
Right, so we were talking about getting the mic.
Yeah, we're definitely going to be trying to talk to as many people as we can. I'm hoping to actually talk to Richard Stallman and ask him what it was like, you know, founding the open source software movement, so he can wig out on me all pissed off. That'd be kind of sweet.
Why would he wig out with you all pissed off?
Because he founded free software, and there's a difference, and he gets pissed when you ask him about it. You know, it's like asking
just
Bill Gates why he founded Apple. You know what I mean? It's just...
Sweet.
You know, I've just heard that he gets, like, wigs out because he's, like, real serious guy, you know?
That'd be funny.
So that would be funny. Yeah, I'm definitely, you know, hopefully we'll get a bunch of audio and stuff.
Hopefully, yeah.
Go to a bunch of good talks.
Don't change the subject, just answer the fucking question.
And maybe talk to some random people, so.
And we're actually going to call Big City.
Are you really?
Yeah, we are.
Oh, that'd be awesome, dude.
Yeah, but you're going to be actually busy that weekend.
Yeah, you're going to be busy.
So I'll probably
no, I think it'd be a good call. I really do.
It would be for cool because I want to be where you're. About, like, I want to be where you're going. You want to be where we're going, and so yeah.
No, it'd be a funny conversation. I can't even talk that word now, but it's bad.
All right, so I guess that's it.
Yeah, that's it. Episode 27. 7-11.
The next show probably is just going to be Hope Clips.
Right, because more likely than not, we're going to be so fucking burnt out.
Yeah, I figured it's going to be, I'm just going to come back and compile everything we got and do what we got, and we'll see.
It'll
after
be the
that.
First edited show in FBIL history.
And then.
Oh, man, that sucks.
The show after that, we'll have Lord Drakenbot on. And,
I believe it's Boot.
Blute, blunt.
Blute.
Actually, Richard Stallman.
It's Yeerman.
We smoke blunts.
It's Drew Jack and Blunt.
Right.
We smoke the blunts.
Metatron, you got anything you want to plug?
Absolutely nothing.
Fantastic.
Sweet.
Yeah, we still got some t-shirts for sale if we don't give them all away at Hope. And,
yeah, so buy them now before we give them away for free. That's what we're trying to say.
Please buy them before we give them to you for nothing.
For those of you that, find us on iTunes and other various places and audio.textfiles.com and whatnot, we do have a website, fbillradio.com. Please go and visit it. There's forums. Sign up if you care to and post. We are friendly, but we will still make fun of your mother.
I don't post, however.
Email us, radio@fbillradio.com, with anything you have to say. Drop us a voicemail. That's U.S. number 432-614-1200. You can Skype us, Gizmo us,
MySpace
Fandango us. We're on MySpace because Big City wants to be a MySpace rock star now. I think it's how the kiddies are putting it.
That's what we're chainmail is for.
We're sending invites to all the MySpace whores, building my friends list up.
You've been pretty
on that mainstream.
Oh, yeah. We're coming out of the
we sold out.
Radio world.
Dude. Yeah, seriously. The revolution is over.
That's what I mean.
We're not commercial.
No, we're not going to be guerrillas anymore. It's open war.
That's
what the chainmail's
for. I guess
that's what the chainmail's
for. We're going to battle.
Nice.
Sweet.
This is the beginning.
Yeah, we're going into open battle. Right.
I'm going to need your dark cleric powers, Miles Factor.
Okay, I'll give them to you.
No, I need you to help.
Hey, do we have it? Do we have it?
I don't want your powers.
Like you,
I'm not like fucking gonna steal them.
I gotta help you clean up the setup.
Hey, ADD boy. We got like 30 seconds left of battery life. Over here.
Oh,
right.
So, do we got an ending song?
I could pick one out. Do you have
Why
anything
you do
in particular?
That? Nothing. So, just pick something out.
Man, what a crazy thing to ask me. 10-30 seconds of battery life left.
Shouts to Living Dead. For helping me out last night, going over some of the possibilities of how those Turkish fucks, bouncing around to the website.
Right.
And, that's about it.
This will be the sixth time I've given shout-outs to Apple. Shout-outs to Apple.
Is it really the sixth?
I don't know, man.
Okay.
You got anything to say, Big City?
No. All the people that I left comments on the MySpace profiles... I didn't mean to insult you if you're insulted, and if you are insulted, then take it that way.
You know, why did we make a MySpace account again?
Because you gave me a password.
Yeah.
You made it. I don't know, you made it, so I was just like, all right.
I didn't make it, you requested it. I requested it. I made it because you requested it.
I don't know why we fucking did it.
I don't know either.
I don't know.
That was like 4 months ago we made
it. I feel dirty about
thing.
It, though. I really do.
Right, I'm sure you do.
Yeah, dude, you're sitting there looking at all the freaking girls on it.
Yeah.
Dude, they're like 14. I was actually appalled. I'm like, wow, 60 Minutes was right.
It was a social test. That's what we're doing. We're doing a social test of MySpace to see 14-year-old girls.
That's awful.
Yeah.
Right, that's
you're going to hell.
And when the FBI come down and not kick your door down, you know why then?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, as a matter of fact, I have nothing to do with that gentleman over there.
Hey, Metatron, thanks for being on the show.
Yeah, thanks for coming on again, man.
And if you see us at Hope, please come up and talk to us. Please say hi. We love to talk to you. Not you. Everyone else.
Metatron, if you see me rugging around in your bathroom naked.
But no, seriously, Metatron, if
please
you,
say hi.
If you do possibly end up at Hope, man, you could come crash with us. So, and I promise I'll keep my pants on.
That's gay.
Yeah. That was really awkward.
Yeah, no.
I know, that's why I said
it. You invited this dude to the hotel room. Come on, man.
Well, we're all sitting around creepily, like, looking at each other, like...
Yeah, this is...
I didn't say sleep. What the hell's the matter with you? It's on my fucking side.
Right, episode 27, thanks for listening.
Goodbye.
I'm Malice Factor.
Big City.
Fuck Rock Turk. Later.